Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Kimberly Osgood, your host for Smart Money Moves. And our topic today is how to obtain and maintain good credit. And our leading lady today is Yento Lopez of Raising All Credit Scores. Good afternoon, Yento. How are you?
Hello, Ms. Kimberly. I'm doing good. And yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for being a guest on my show. I'm really excited. We have some really good things to talk about today. Now, our topic is dealing with obtaining and maintaining good credit. But before we get to that, first off, tell our audience a little bit about yourself, what it is you do, tell us about your business, and how you got started in the credit repair business.
Okay, so hello, everyone. My name is Yento Lopez. And the way I got started within the credit industry, I've been studying it for 5 years as a hobby. I never, ever imagined that this would be something that I would actually be doing, you know, as a career at all. I was just doing it as a hobby, helping myself and my family members. And when COVID hit, I was pregnant at the time, and I did not want to go back to a job. So I prayed about it. I meditated on it. And have you know, people just started coming to me right after I started praying about it. A few months later, people just started coming to me asking me if I do credit, and I got started that way. And before you know it, in October of 2020, I ended up winning some money through a Cal lottery. I won $8,000, and I used that money to start my credit repair business and also open up an office space. And now I've helped over 400 clients. And I'm really blessed and humble that I'm able to help so many people and help people become homeowners. So what I do is I help people with credit repair, credit building, business credit, and also I teach students how to start a successful credit repair business. So I definitely am blessed to be here.
Great. Thank you so much. That's an incredible story. You said you won the lottery. You said $8,000, and that's what you used to start your business. That's fantastic. And what's interesting, you said it happened during COVID, and a lot of people began starting opening up businesses during that time, online businesses, at-home businesses. And I think that's wonderful that you were one of those individuals that were able to do that. Now, our topic, we're talking about how to obtain and maintain good credit. How can someone establish credit without ever having credit, you know?
Right. So this is something I run into a lot with a lot of my clients. Not every client has derogatory items. A lot of clients never even use any type of credit in their life. You know, a lot of them just are used to using cash for everything. So when I have a client in that situation, trying to get an apartment, obtain some credit cards, et cetera, the first thing that's important to do is make an investment and open up a secured credit card. Now, let's say a client really is not able to afford, you know, a secured credit card, which is putting your own money on a credit card because the banks don't trust you. There's multiple options. You also have another company, which is called Kickoff. Kickoff is only $2 a month that you pay, and that also helps you establish credit. They also have an installment loan, right, an installment loan, which is called Self and Credit Strong. You pay into it every month, and it ranges anywhere from like $15 to $100. You pay into it every month, and after you pay into it and you're done with your term, you receive all that money back. So the money isn't lost. That's another way where you can help, you know, get your establish some credit. Once I help my clients get all those different accounts set up, within about 2 to 3 months, most of my clients that actually listen to the blueprint, they get into the 700. So it's very, very possible to, you know, establish credit with those trade lines. Another thing that I wanted to mention is a lot of people think that when you add your name onto someone's account as an authorized user that that helps you. It only helps you to a certain extent because I used to also work in the car industry, and I know that when you have everyone adding you on as a authorized user, when you're trying to purchase something, they're not looking at you as the responsible party. They're looking at the other person. So therefore, you'll still get denied for a car. We turned a lot of people away when I was working back at Toyota because they were a 700 score, but none of the accounts belonged to them, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really, really important to don't worry about an authorized user. Establish your own credit, which is called a primary trade line. That means you own it and it's in your name.
So you were saying that some of these individuals who were authorizing their friends or relatives, they had a 700 score, but how did they get a 700 score? I mean, if they
Let's say, for instance, me, I have a credit card with Capital One. Let's say it's for $700 and I add you onto my account, you know? So now you, on your reports, it's showing up that you have a Capital One card, but really it's mine because on your credit report, it's going to show that you're an authorized user. It's not going to say owner. It's going to show that you're an authorized user. Mm-hmm. So that means when they do that, they know it doesn't belong to you. It belongs to someone else.
Okay. I understand. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, this is really good information. Now, what's the best way to obtain and maintain good credit? I know you have a lot of people who they start out with their Visa, their MasterCard, maybe they have a department store credit card, and sometimes those little things happen. What's the good tip to help them maintain that credit? I know obviously you have to pay your bills.
Right.
Little tricks of the trade that you can tell people.
Right. So the best way to maintain your good credit and to keep having your credit shooting up is there's a lot of algorithms, right? We have them in social media. We have them in everything. We also have algorithms. If you have a credit card that is due, let's say, for instance, on the 15th, you do not want to wait until the very last day of your due date to make a payment. I always advise all of my clients to make random sporadic payments throughout the month prior to. When you do that, you throw off the algorithm, and it definitely triggers your score to shoot up to at least somewhere between 20 to 30 points. It definitely helps. I've even had some of my clients try that, and some of them told me it even shoot it up about 60 points. So the amount can vary, but, I mean, anything helps. You know, even if it's 10 points, you know, it will help you. So making those sporadic payments throughout the month is definitely something that I recommend.
Right, because I even started doing that myself. I heard about that about a year and a half ago, and I was one of those individuals, if I had a balance, I would, and if I was just paying the minimum, I would wait until the due date. But then I started, like, for instance, let's say I have a bill that's due the 15th. I would make a payment the 1st and then again the 15th. You know, I'd kind of cut it up in half, and I understand that really helps because of the algorithms. Yeah. That's really great. Okay, any other tips regarding maintaining, or is that pretty much the main thing?
You know, of course, like we mentioned, you know, paying your bills on time, setting reminders, you know, putting all of your accounts on auto pay, because we forget, right? We have so much going on in life. So I used to be the type of person also, you know, where I used to want to remember everything and I didn't want to write everything down. But now, you know, I set reminders for everything. I have all of my accounts on auto pay. So that way there's no way that I can ever miss a payment. The moment you miss a payment, your score can drop anywhere between 60 to 100 points. So it's really, really important that you have everything on auto pay so you can maintain your good credit score and also to help you build your credit score up. So auto pay is what I recommend, setting reminders, making sporadic payments throughout the month prior to your due date. And there's a lot more tips, too.
That's wonderful. Now, what about, is there such a thing as having too many credit cards, or what do you recommend as far as the number that a person should get? Should they just get one Visa, you know, one major card? Or?
Right. Yeah, it is a such thing as having way too many credit cards. So the thing is you want to have at least two, credit cards. You want to have two store credits and at least anywhere between 3 to 5 installment loans. That gives you a really good credit profile. A lot of the times I have some, you know, I do some consultations where people may have 12 open accounts, but those 12 open accounts are all credit cards. So that means they are lacking a credit mix. And the moment I help them and give them a really good credit boost and add a good, diverse credit profile to their reports, their score shoots up, you know. So it's really, really important that you diversify your credit reports, for sure.
So
like
don't
I said,
just have – okay, no, go on.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so like I said, remember this. So two credit cards, two store credit cards, and at least somewhere between 3 to 5 installment loans. That gives you a really good credit profile.
Okay. So when you say installment loans, that's, give me an example.
Uh-huh. So like personal loans, a short-term and a long-term. A short-term loan can be anything 24 months or younger, and then a long-term loan is anything over 24 months.
Okay. So, like, for instance, maybe a car payment that would be classified as
you can still get your own personal loan. With Credit Strong, they have personal loans, installment loans, where you pay $15 a month for 120 months, and that helps your score a lot, too.
Okay, wonderful. Now, just in case our listeners may want to reach you after our show, how would you like our listeners to get in touch with you?
So my biggest platform is Facebook, which is Yentl Lopez hyphen Anderson. So that's Yentl. My last name is Lopez, and then dash Anderson, Anderson. And then also on Instagram is Yentl Lopez, so my name. And then also my website is simple, raisingallcreditscores.com. So you can remember that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Now, you know, you talk about the credit cards, and sometimes people do have too many. And a lot of times people will go into collections.
Mm-hmm.
Should people pay their collection items, or what do you recommend in that respect?
So I always recommend any of my clients or just people I just encounter throughout the day that if you're going to if you want to make a payment on your collection item, always call them and ask for a pay for deletion. So that means once you call them, you're basically letting them know, like, hey, I'm willing to make this payment as long as you guys promise to remove it off of my report. You always want to get a pay for deletion, because the moment you pay them off and if it doesn't get removed, it's still damaging your score, because that account is going to show a zero balance, but it's reporting every month to the three bureaus. Every single month it's refreshing, and it's going to hurt their score. So I always tell my clients, always, if you have the money, call them, ask for a pay for deletion. A lot of companies offer pay for deletion.
Okay. Now, what about consolidated loans? You know, you see sometimes they get stuff in the mail, or you hear about people getting phone calls. Maybe they have several credit cards. Maybe their debts are like $20,000 with more than one card, and you have these companies that will call and want to consolidate. And I've heard that that's not good to use, because it can really affect your credit score if they see you have a consolidated loan. Is that true?
Yeah, that is true. So I have some clients that came in and their scores were still damaged, and they were asking for help because they consolidated and nothing really changed. So, but at the end of the day, still it's still a client's preference if they want to go that route. But I always recommend to just work on paying their debt down, because utilization is 35% of a client's report score. So I always recommend for anyone to just work on paying their debt down on their own. And basically, what I always recommend is starting off with the very lowest amount and working your way up to the highest, you know. So if you have a bill that you owe $200 on, start off with the $200, pay that down. Then after that, you can work on the $400 and then the $1,000, you know. So just start off with the lowest amount. But,
okay.
Yeah, I don't really recommend debt consolidation.
Yeah, I know. I heard that does affect your credit. It doesn't really do anything. So
yeah.
That's good advice, you know, that people should know, because you have a lot of those companies that call people all day long. Oh, we can consolidate your debt. You owe $30,000. You know, let us consolidate, because I have heard that affects your FICO score. You know, it's like if somebody sees, okay, she's consolidated her debt, so she must have problems.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I know we were talking about debt and credit cards. I know a big issue nowadays is student debt. College costs are so expensive. Some kids who go to private schools are paying $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year to go to certain private universities, and a lot of them are getting loans. And what's so unfortunate about that is you have a lot of people that are coming out of school, and they have all these debts. And then, of course, you know, depending upon what they majored in, their major may not get them a job that gives them enough income to really pay that off. Do you have any recommendations on that? Have you ever had any young 20-something come to you who were just out of school and needed some assistance?
Yeah. Yes, I have. I actually see that more than anything from all of my clients, where they are in debt, then they owe, you know, on student loans. That's the biggest amount of debt that they have on their credit report. So what I always, well, right now, because of COVID, everything has been in deferment. So all of my clients have been in good standing with the student loans. But now since, like, getting out of it right now, a lot of clients are worried about it. So what I just, you know, recommend to them to call them and, you know, set up a payment arrangement, because the student loans, they really are flexible and they really do work with you depending on your income. And another thing is, I really do not dispute any student loans unless it's something that's, you know, really, really bad. And the reason why I'm really big on not disputing student loans is because when you look at student loans are normally the oldest account on a client's report. And the moment if you were to get that removed, their score would actually drop instead of increasing. And that happens very often because that's your credit history, the length of credit. That's really, really important. And that really, really helps the client maintain their credit score. So the moment if we try to get that off, their score will drop. It will drop. So I never recommend, when people come to me and ask me about removing a student loan, I always tell them just work on, you know, paying that balance down, you know, or we can maybe help you with a few late payments, but I don't recommend trying to get it fully removed off of your report.
Okay. Now, right now, we're going to take a quick moment and recognize one of our sponsors.
Okay.
Thank you, Kimberly. Today, Women Lead Radio is brought to you by Connected Women of Influence and our partner, National University. We're proud to be San Diego's largest private nonprofit university, founded in 1971 by retired U.S. Navy Captain David Chagas. Our mission is to provide accessible, achievable higher education to adult learners. Today, we educate students from across the U.S. and around the globe with over 170,000 alumni worldwide. Enroll online today. Thank you for your support, National University, and to all our partners. And back to you, Kimberly.
Thank you. We are back to Smart Money Moves, and with us today is Yenta Lopez with Raising All Credit Scores. Before we took our brief break, we talked about student loans and the challenge that people have in paying those. And one thing that you said, Yenta, that I think is very important, you said you make a point of telling them not to have it removed from their credit report, which is really important because with most young people, that is the first line of credit that they start out with. You know, usually that student loan. And the history is very important. You know, your longevity really affects your credit score. The longer you've had credit, the higher your FICO score can be, assuming you're paying your bills and everything. So that's a good thing to notice, to note that that really is your first credit that a young person really gets is that student loan. You know, aside from the credit cards, a lot of credit card companies offer them credit to, you know, when they get ready to graduate. But that's a good point.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, how does your service work? Let's say I sent a client to you, sent someone to you. What exactly do you do? What's the first thing you do when you sit down?
So the first step that I would do is a consultation. I would have to definitely look at their credit reports. And FYI, just so you guys can, a side note, Credit Karma is not accurate, and I cannot conduct a consultation with Credit Karma. So I would do a consultation with, you know, one of the more credibility companies like Experian, Identity IQ, MyScore IQ. And once I do a report, I look at it, I see what's all going on, derogatory items, and that's when I will call the client and we go over it together and I let them know their fee. So something really, really important to me is I don't charge a monthly fee. I don't feel that it'll be fair for me to charge a set price and one client has a lot more going on than the other client. So I charge per service based on the severity of work that I have to do and for my staff. So the very first step after a client comes on board with us is getting all of their, you know, information together, and then after that we just send out our first round of disputes. Credit repair should not take any longer than about 6 to 7 months, roughly. And the reason why I say that, you know, there's some company out there where, you know, some clients are paying them for about 3 years, and I just don't understand. It shouldn't take that long for your credit to get repaired. At the end of the day, if it's like 7 months past and a certain item was not able to get removed, then at that point, that client just needs to settle with them or ask for a pay for deletion, like we mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, roughly credit repair takes about 6 months, roughly.
Okay. Okay, that's great. That's good to know. Now, we have a lot of business owners that are listening to us. Do you work with a lot of business owners, and how does your business help business owners?
Yes, I work with a lot. I actually have a lot of affiliates. So I work well with pretty much anyone that has a big audience, you know, like churches, of course, realtors, you know, they come in contact with a lot of people that's suffering with bad credit. A lot
mm-hmm.
of people want to get into homes and they can't because of their credit. So I
mm-hmm.
work really well and closely with people in the home industry. And then also I work well with people, notaries, anyone that comes across people with bad credit, pretty much I work with. And then also, of course, car industry, right? A lot of people come
mm-hmm.
in to buy cars and they're struggling with getting approved because their score is bad. So I work
mm-hmm.
pretty well with them as well. And I'm pretty open with communication with my business.
Oh, okay, okay. So you basically have a good networking source of individuals that you work with who are able to refer people to you.
Yes, I do.
That's good, that's good. But let's say you have an individual that is trying to get a business loan or business line of credit and they're in business. I mean, what have you done for individuals such as, you know, like that?
Oh, okay, business credit, yeah. So I help clients also with business credit. And the way business credit works, we always have to follow protocol. And protocol is making sure that your personal credit is in order. If your personal credit is in order, then we can move forward with business credit. And the reason why those are the steps you have to take first is because a lot of accounts, when you build up your business credit and you try to get approved for a loan or a credit card, they sometimes will use your personal credit as guarantee. So it's
okay.
very important that your personal credit is in order. And then also making sure that your business is structured the right way. That's really, really important. And being structured the right way means basically having a website in your company name, having a phone number in your company name, having a real email address, which are domain names. So not a
mm-hmm.
Yentl, not a raisingallcreditscores@gmail.com, but an info@raisingallcreditscores.com. That's the real domain email address.
Okay.
All those things you want to have structured properly, because when you apply for these grants and fundings, they're going to look at this as backup to see how legit you are. Okay, so it's really important that they're structured the proper way.
Mm-hmm.
After we work, when we work on business credit, there's three different tiers you have to work on. Tier one is the more lenient, where you get approved for things pretty easy, like Uline and Quill, et cetera. Then after that, we have tier two, you know, which is like Floor and Decor, you know, Capital One, cards, and stuff like that. Then tier three would be basically you get an approved for all the regular credit cards, you know, the Amex, the Capital One, the Discover, and all of those things. And just a side note also, when it comes to business credit, you get approved for a larger amount, way bigger than personal. So that's why a lot of people like to build business credit, because the approval is really, 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 really lenient. You know, they're really lenient with the amount that they approve you on.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes, yes. So with the personal credit, if you were at a 800 score with personal and you apply for Amex, you might get approved, what, 20 to 30,000. But
mm-hmm.
with business credit, if you're at an 80 score, because the highest is like around an 80, right? If you're
mm-hmm.
at an 80 score with business credit and you're applying for Amex, you'll probably get approved somewhere around 60 to 70,000. So it's a major significant difference.
Oh, why is that? Why do they tend to give you more? Because they're looking at your business and they figure you're...
They're looking at your business, how your business is structured, everything. That's why I said it's really important to follow those steps and to follow it in order. You
oh,
can't jump
okay.
around and you know, hop and skip on different things. You got to follow protocol.
Okay, okay. Well, again, just in case some of our listeners may want to reach you after our show, how would you like our listeners to get in touch with you?
Yes, so once again, my website is raisingallcreditscores.com, and then also you can reach me on Facebook, which is Yentl Lopez Anderson, which is Yentl LOTEZANVERSON. And then also on Instagram, it's my first and last name, which is Yento Lopez again.
Okay, great, great, great. Yeah, you're giving some really great information. I really wasn't aware that you have, they tend to be more lenient with the credit loans. I think that's wonderful. Tell us anything else you'd like us to know. Well, let me ask you this. You have a course that you've begun, that you started offering to people who are interested in getting into the business?
Yes. So, like I said, you know, I was studying credit repair as a hobby for over 5 years. And when I started my business officially in October of 2020, I already knew that, you know, whatever I'm learning right now and with me getting great results and getting items removed from my clients, I knew that I wanted to give back and help other people that wanted to come into the same field. But I wanted to give myself some time to actually go through trial and error in my business to, you know, teach a course. So now finally I've went through the trial and error, and now officially this year I have launched my own credit course, which is called Raising All Credit Scores University, so RACS University. And right now we have 2 weeks left of class, and it's been doing really great, you know. So I teach them, I give them my full blueprint on how to successfully start their own credit repair business. So I'm really, really glad that I started that, and I also do one-on-one mentorship as well.
Oh, that's wonderful. What happens with the mentorship? You mean after they've completed your course and you mentor them, or before?
No, I offer one-on-one, and I have a credit course. So some people would rather not be in a course with other students. They rather that one-on-one, you know, time. So I have some people that just signed up for the one-on-one time with me. And the one-on-one mentorship is having me for 1 hour a week, and also they have access to email me throughout the week, and that's for 4 weeks straight.
Oh, okay. One-on-one is four weeks.
And
that's wonderful.
That they have, yes.
Okay, and then the regular class that you have, that's 8 weeks?
That is 8 weeks. So we started it already in earlier part of April, and now it's going to be ending on May 23rd. So we have 2 weeks left.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and your course is online, right, for the 8 weeks?
Yes. Everything is online, yes.
Okay, even the one-on-one.
The way we communicate is through Facebook, and that's where I drop the modules and everything. So that's my biggest platform is through Facebook.
Oh, okay. So you're not Zooming the meetings or the courses. It's basically
Yeah,
Facebook.
We still Zoom it. And then after that, I add the replay of Zoom on the Facebook group.
Oh, okay. Sounds wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what else would you like our audience to know about you and your business, or give them some tips that may help them?
I want everyone to know that, you know, credit is important, and I'm really passionate about credit, and that's why I even offer it for free all the time when people hit me up or if my energy gravitates to someone and I feel they really need some help. I offer, credit repair for free. You guys can also join my exclusive Facebook group where I teach you guys on how to repair your own credit. So it's a DIY group, which is called Raising All Credit Scores LLC, if you go on Facebook. Credit is important, you guys, and a lot of things that you guys want to accomplish has to do with credit. If you want to build a business, you know, you got to have credit. And not only that, you can get a lot of free money with good credit, you know? So don't let it go. Don't wait till the last minute. I have so many clients that call me and say, hey, I need my credit repair because I just got denied for an apartment. Well, perfect timing, you know? So just really, really try to work on your credit. Consultation is free if you guys mentioned that you heard from me from the radio. So please just reach out if you guys need help, or go ahead and follow me on Facebook.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah, you're quiet. I'm very impressed with you, and you've made many accomplishments, particularly during the pandemic, which I think is really, really great. You started your business, and then you said within a short period of time, you made quite a bit of money, right? You said you hit the six figure.
Yes, I was able to scale my business to six figures within before 365 days. So I'm really, really blessed, and I'm on track right now also to hit another six-figure year this year. So I'm really blessed, and I'm humbled just to be in this position that I am right now and sharing my knowledge with everyone in my community. So everything is a blessing, and I'm just in full alignment.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Yento. That's our show for today. And I'd like to say thank you to Yenta Lopez for being our leading lady today. And a special thanks to all of our listeners, both in the U.S. and internationally, as we are an international show. After our show today, you can listen to Women Lead Radio on subscription podcasts, specifically Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. We are expanding fast to a daily radio show. And for now, we'll be back again for another Women Lead Radio show Mondays at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time. It has been my sincere pleasure to be your host today. Thank you for listening and have a great week.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.